Saints. The Washington Commanders play the Baltimore Ravens. The Cardinals will face off against Green Bay. The Tennessee Titans will play the Colts. The Texans have a big noon game against the Patriots. The Browns and the Eagles will face off. The Chargers play the Broncos, and the Steelers go against the Raiders. The Falcons will look to get a win over the Panthers. The Dallas Cowboys face off against the Detroit Lions. And ending Sunday Night Football, the Bengals go against the Giants. For Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Jets are set to face off. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in, with cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 6 in the NFL. Our first loss of the season came last week, and ironically, the Jets' loss cost their head coach's job. I said last week I don't like London games, and listening back to my analysis, I made a much more compelling argument for the Vikings than I did the Jets. With these London games and the league schedule now into the bye weeks, finding a play of the day becomes that much harder. We're 5-2 in college and 4-1 with our NFL play of the days. And if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a dog or pass player. Rarely will I play a team with a line of 7.5 or more. And I look for games where I think the underdogs can win outright. This week, I liked the Bucs until they flipped to a favorite because of the Saints quarterback situation. I also looked hard at the Cowboys. It seems like that Week 2 44-19 trampling they took at home at the hands of the Saints still casts a doubt on this team. That doesn't bother me, but if you're at home and you have the league's worst rush defense, I'm going to say thanks but no thanks to the 3 points. Instead, let's go to M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens host the Commanders. I said in Week 1 here on these airwaves that despite his Super Bowl debacle, Dan Quinn was the biggest coaching steal done by anyone in the offseason. He has guided last year's Heisman winner Jaden Daniels nicely, and I don't care if they have had an easy schedule or not to date. They're playing the cards dealt to them. They go head-to-head with Baltimore statistically on offense, and the surprise stat is they have the better defense of the two. Grab the big numbers with Washington while you can, because the secret will finally be out after this game. Commanders plus 7. Sports in 60 times 2. Presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and I'm watching a game going on the other side of the pond. Once again, Chicago Bears playing the Jacksonville Jaguars in the third quarter right now. Jacksonville started that second half with a little momentum, only to be broken immediately as a fumble happens, and Chicago takes over. Now they're driving, like I said, 14-3. We'll keep you posted on that game and so much more. Obviously, NFL action is huge. College football is huge. Major League postseason is huge. Golf is huge. Everything is huge in the sports world. Basketball is right around the corner, too, people. Don't forget about that. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing good, and yes. College football was great yesterday. Oregon, Ohio State lived up to the billing a little bit. And I think Dan Lanning pulled off one of the best coaching moves I've ever seen.
Yeah, man, crazy stuff happening on the gridiron in both the NFL and college football. It's been a crazy year so far. We got to take a break. We'll come back with our professor of sports on the other side. His name is John Poulter. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll talk maybe some hockey, too, because that is also underway, people. Crazy, man. The sports world, it just never stops. Keep it close. We'll be right back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Keep it close.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese or sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese or sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who you can get at 12 John Poulter on the X thing. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Look, you know, I want to say this to start things out, because obviously I had a lot of high hopes for my Milwaukee Brewers to maybe make some noise in the postseason. However, we didn't get that. But I will say this, John. We are getting drama. We are getting everything that we could have expected and more from this postseason. So I got to say, even though my Brew Crew isn't there, it's still been fun. It's still been exciting. And it's still very watchable for sure, even when you don't have a dog in the race. So kudos to Major League Baseball, I guess, for putting together one hell of a postseason, at least thus far. What say you?
Can't agree with you more. I'm like you now, don't have any skin in this game, and you know, at least you had somebody into the first round. My teams are both gone, being the Blue Jays and my National League team being the Cardinals. So I've had a chance to look at this through totally neutral eyes, and like you, I've enjoyed the games, I've enjoyed the drama, I've enjoyed the surprise. You know, it tells me something about the state of baseball, though, as it stands today, when here we are down to the last four teams, supposedly the best four teams in Major League Baseball, and we still are looking at teams that are scrambling to put together a starting pitching rotation. That just tells me how far the pitching issues have degenerated over the last few years. When we're at this stage of the season, and we've got good teams talking about throwing bullpen games, and that Tiger situation probably being the most obvious one, it just shocks me that baseball pitching levels have sunk to the levels that they have. Clearly the emphasis now is on the bullpen as opposed to the starting rotation for most teams in baseball, and that's a big change in the game to me.
Great point. Hey, I know, Mike, you're going to jump in here, but I just want to make a point to that. You know, that was the Brewers' strategy when you really think about how they played the whole season. They didn't have great starting pitching. It was all about their middle relief and relief and getting to the fifth inning in general. And I think, to your point, baseball has changed tremendously. And it's almost like that's what it is. Get your starter to the fifth inning. And if you get through the fifth inning, holy cow, what an amazing accomplishment by that guy. You're right. The game has totally changed. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No. That's fine. You know, it's funny. You guys are talking about, you know, you don't have any teams in the hunt. My team has been out of the hunt since June, so I'm just, you know, I've been on vacation with that for a while. But my question, John, is, look, we got Dodgers and Padres was extremely entertaining from the standpoint of just stuff between the players, the fans. I mean, it is a heated rivalry. I've been to a Dodger-Padre game in San Diego, and that is, yeah, you better bring some thick skin if you're the opposing team fan, for sure. But as the Dodgers move on and play the Mets, what do you expect to see out of Dodgers and Mets? And, you know, who do you think is the favorite going into this series?
Great question, and I was thinking about that this morning because I figured you were going to ask me that. I kind of have mixed feelings on it. I mean, I look at the fact that the Dodgers are this very, I'm going to say, overhyped team, certainly a very big hyped team, with all of that payroll they have, all of the stars they have, the season that Ohtani has had. But we look at this Dodger team, and its biggest weakness is still its pitching. And this goes back to the comment I made, you know, at the opening of the segment. The Dodgers do not have a lot of pitching. I think the Dodgers hope that they're going to out-hit their bad pitching. And I take a look at a guy like Buehler, Walker Buehler, I think was 1-6 this season. I know he had a shortened season because he was hurt. But, you know, he comes back in the postseason and they leave him in a key game in a championship series. They leave him in an inning when he's given up 6 runs. Again, that tells me how poor the pitching is in baseball, and specifically, it's got to be poor with the Dodgers if you'd leave a guy in a deciding game where he's giving up 6 runs in an inning. I mean, that kind of thing just isn't done. So I got to think that the advantage goes to the Mets for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're the team that's been pushing for the last little while, A, just to get into the postseason, and B, with the drama against the Phillies and the series against Atlanta, the second series against the Brewers. These guys, I think, are hot right now. I think the Dodgers are suffering because they've got this lack of pitching, and one of their best players, Freddie Freeman, is clearly badly hurt. I doubt we'll see him play a complete game. I think we'll see him play 2-3 innings, maybe get 2-3 at-bats, and then leave in each game. That tells me that weakens the Dodgers. So I got to think that the Mets are in this with a chance, even though they do not have home field advantage. I can kind of see the Mets sneaking in there in 6 games.
That's the voice of John Polt, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at this time. Hey, let me ask you this. We've seen it for years where such high expectations for the Dodgers. You had people starting to grumble during the Padres series when they were down, and people were starting to get worried that the Dodgers weren't going to advance. And then all of a sudden you started hearing about Dave Roberts and all the decision-making and this and that and the other. What do the Dodgers do if they don't win? Like, is Dave Roberts safe or is he not safe? Because at the end of the day, there's so much chatter about what he is or isn't doing. How does that affect what actually happens in the real world, John?
Well, I don't think he's safe, quite frankly. Okay. I'm going back 3 or 4 years when we talked about a similar topic on this show, and we were kind of questioning, I believe it was the year they played the Rangers, we kind of thought that some of his decisions were a little odd at that point in time. He's fortunate in that he's got such a good roster that if he makes a mistake, the guy he puts in is probably not that bad of a player, so he gets away with it. But I'm at the point where I think that the Dodgers, kind of in some respects, parallel the Atlanta Braves of the 90s, where the Braves kept winning all those division titles. They were there every year, but they only won one series. Now, they did the opposite. They stuck with Bobby Cox, which was probably the right decision. But I can't see the Dodgers, with the money that they're spending and the market that they're playing in, I can't see them continuing to stick with Dave Roberts. I think that ownership and management is going to kind of wash their hands of this problem and say, hey, we did everything we could. We spent the money. We signed the players. This guy didn't manage them properly. We can't change the players. We have to change somebody. I think the poor guy here is going to be Dave Roberts, and I think that's going to happen, quite frankly, unless they win the World Series.
So let me ask you this, though, just based on that. How much blame do you actually put on him for everything that has or hasn't happened? I'm just curious then.
I would say probably 25%, because I think he has made some strange decisions. But in his defense, when you are looking, you know, again going back to this issue of starting rotations, and, you know, once again, Clayton Kershaw, hurt for the postseason, out for the postseason. The guy that has been their stalwart for how many years never seems to have a good postseason. Most of the time he gets hurt. That's not Robert's fault. I do question some of the decisions that he makes, but quite frankly, I think that for all the money the Dodgers have available and for all of the money that they have spent, they need to ante up some money to get some good starting pitching if they want to go the full distance in this race. I've said that for a couple of years. I know some of this has been injuries, but, you know, they relied on a couple of guys this year that were basically rookies. And at the end of the day, I just don't think you can do that if you want to win a World Series. So I think 75% of the blame has to go on ownership and or the management in the front office.
Wow, pretty big percentage there. Good stuff, John, as always. Let's take a break. On the other side, let's tackle the other side, which is Cleveland and New York. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about the separation between the Mets and the Dodgers. Only two games separated them as far as their records go. I think it's a toss-up, to be honest with you, but obviously I'm going to favor the Yankees a little bit. We got to take a break. It's the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we do talk, obviously, NHL hockey, and it is underway. And before we get out of here, I do have one thing to say about the NHL, but I'm going to save it for a little bit. We got the Yankees and we got Cleveland. You know, very similar to the Dave Roberts situation in L.A., John, Aaron Boone has had a lot of pressure. Let's call it pressure, because in New York, well, L.A. and New York, same thing. You got pressure. But well, let's call it pressure in this situation where they haven't lived up to the hype. They figured things out this year. They played much better. They were very consistent all season long. And a lot of the blame before was put on Aaron Boone, but now that they've righted the ship, I think obviously you kind of forget about all that stuff. But let's just say you lose to Cleveland. Does that bring all that stuff back into the play, into the mix, John?
I think it does, quite frankly. Although probably it should not, because once again, I think this is a situation where, other than Garrett Cole, that Yankee starting rotation has a lot of holes in it. And Cole was unhealthy at the start of the season. He hasn't had a Garrett Cole, typical Garrett Cole season. But I think at the end of the day, once again, Yankee ownership and management will want to blame somebody. They can't change all the players. They've laid out all of this money. Unfortunately for Aaron Boone, he's probably the guy that's in the hot seat. But I look at this series, and this one to me is a little bit closer for a couple of reasons. And, you know, the Yankees won two more games, but Cleveland got their last game rained out. So Cleveland would have had an opportunity to come within one game of the Yankees. So that tells me just how close these two teams are. And, you know, you look at this on a position-by-position basis, and it's pretty even throughout the everyday lineup. And you look at the two pitching staffs, and to me, the Yankees have a slightly better pitching staff in on a starting rotation basis, but to me, Cleveland has a much better bullpen. So that tells me that when you put all of these pieces into the jigsaw puzzle, it's pretty even. And I think this is probably going to come down to the fact that the Yankees have home field advantage, which is what they played for all season. But they only just got there. As I mentioned, they were two games better with Cleveland playing one game less. Probably the key is that if, you know, you've heard me talk many times about how I look at a team's record against over 500 teams. And when I look at those numbers for the Yankees and Cleveland, I see that the Yankees were 591. They were 55-38 in 93 games against teams that were over 500. And Cleveland was only 515. They were 50-47 in 97 games. The Yankees actually played better against above 500 teams than they did overall, because overall they were 94-68, which is a 580 percentage. So that tells me that the Yankees play the big games. They play the good teams. Cleveland is the second best team in the American League. You've got to think that that's going to push the Yankees a little bit. And there's always this pressure of playing in New York. I mean, we talk about the pressure on the manager. I think there's pressure on a manager in New York the day that he signed, because, quite frankly, there's so much coverage in that town for baseball. It's very much like it when a head coach is hired for the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's under the gun the day that he has his press conference to be introduced. So nothing different there, but I can see this being a 6- or 7-game series. I'm leaning towards the Yankees. Again, for the two reasons, they play better against the above 500 teams, and they have that extra home game.
John, you know, look, we got two teams from New York, we got a team from L.A., and then we got a team from Cleveland, right, playing. I've kind of looked at Cleveland as kind of being the forgotten team in all this, because we got the two biggest media markets are involved in the league championship series, and you kind of talked about what you thought about the series. In your opinion, is Cleveland kind of this forgotten team? I mean, you know, Andy referenced that they only finished maybe a couple games behind the Yankees, but does playing in Cleveland kind of make them kind of a forgotten team, and could they surprise you know, these Yankee fans all across the country?
Without a doubt, they're the forgotten team. The Yankees, the Mets, and the Dodgers always get all of the headlines because of the cities they play in. And you got to think that Major League Baseball would love to see a Yankee-Met or a Yankee-Dodger World Series. You know, the television ratings would go through the roof. As I mentioned, Cleveland, you know, really only a game and a half behind the Yankees because Cleveland's last game, I believe it was against Houston, was rained out and it had no bearing on the standings, so it wasn't made up. This Cleveland team is a very good team. It's a little bit streaky. You know, they started out really well. Then they went into a little bit of a slump. They let Kansas City and Detroit kind of come close to them, and then they went on another tear. And this is an awfully good baseball team. It's well managed by Stephen Vogt. He's kind of been a bit of a surprise because I think we all knew that he was going to be a good manager. I don't think we thought he was going to be this good this soon. I think he's put the Guardians in a situation where they have a chance to upset the Yankees, but as I mentioned, I think that extra home game and the Yankees' ability to play better against above 500 teams than the Guardians have, I think that's going to be the deciding factor. But there's no question that Cleveland is a forgotten team. It's a smaller market. It's a team that is not on national television all that often, so we don't get an awful lot of chances to see them play. I'm looking forward to an awfully good series. And again, as I said in the opening, when you don't have any skin in the game, these are all great games.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's going to be fun to watch. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch this Final Four. New York, L.A. and Cleveland. But here, so I got one final question on this, and then I want to mention something at least as far as the NHL goes. Give me your best matchup for the World Series, and then give me what you actually think is going to happen for the World Series.
Well, I think the best matchup, looking at records, would be Yankees and Dodgers. I think the best matchup for television would be the Yankees and the Mets. And I'm kind of leaning towards Yankees and Mets, you know, given the fact that I have picked the Mets in six games and I've picked the Yankees in six or seven. So I guess I'd have to say that my gut feeling is we're going to see a Subway Series. All of it, what it will all depend on is if the Mets can continue this magic that they've shown us over the last 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. They can keep continuing to play like that. They're going to give the Dodgers a real good run for their money. That's going to put them in the World Series.
Yeah, their timely hitting and their ability that they've had to get out of jams has been absolutely incredible. So I kind of am leaning toward the Mets in general because to me, it's all about who's the hottest team, and they seem to be hitting on all cylinders at obviously the right time. So ultimately, I think it would be pretty incredible to watch the Mets go out and continue this unbelievable postseason that they've had so far. Okay, so I got to get this in, John, before we get the heck out of here. I've been looking at the standings for the NHL, and I know it's extremely early, so I don't want to get caught going crazy, but I just got to ask you one question here. How big of a deal is a change of scenery for a team? Because all of a sudden, this Arizona Coyote team gets moved to Utah, and they're the Utah Hockey Club, and all of a sudden, things have changed. They're 3-0, and they're on top of the division. And again, I know it's extremely early, but what are your expectations for that team?
Well, we kind of touched on this last week, and I thought they had a chance to get to the playoffs. I've got to be realistic and say that I just don't think that they're going to be the best team in that division. I mean, you look at the opposite end of that division and the Avalanche, which is a team that I think is exceptionally good, and you've heard me talk many times about how good Nathan MacKinnon is, how solid that organization is. They're 0-2. That's not going to continue, and neither is Utah at 3-0. And, you know, you look at the rest of that division, Dallas, Winnipeg, Minnesota, Nashville's got a bit of a rough start, but other than Chicago and to some extent St. Louis, that division is really, really strong. So obviously they're not going to go 82-0. We all know that. But I think the 3-0 start is very important for a number of reasons. It helps the players believe that this change of scenery is going to make them a better team. It makes them believe that there's going to be some stability in ownership and management and probably in coaching as well. And it's nice to see some butts in the seats. I know that the arena only holds about 11,000 on a regular basis. They did have 3,000 extra seats for the opening game because of the fact that it was the opening game. But that's still about 10,000 more than they were getting in the college arena in Phoenix. So I think it's a great start. I think it tells us an awful lot. And to your point, I think the change of scenery is important.
Great stuff as always. We got to run, John. We will not catch up next week. Have a good week. We'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Yep. Thanks, guys. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All righty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you could be part of the program as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, we got to talk college football. I know it's your wheelhouse.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Look, you were at the game at Sun Devil Stadium where the Devils took care of Utah, the team you were extremely high on for the Big 12. They've kind of run into it a couple times in a row.
Yep.
It just kind of happens. It is what it is. Texas,
right.
they took care of business against Oklahoma. People thought that might be a good game. It wasn't. 34-3.
Yeah.
You talked a little bit early about Ohio State and Oregon. That was a tremendous football game. 32-31 was the final there, and it had all the drama, it had all the excitement, it had everything, man. That was a fantastic football game. Penn State, they hang on, or actually they get a late, they get the overtime, they win that by three, a field goal, 33-30 over USC, who I don't know, maybe Penn State was looking ahead, maybe they're feeling too good about themselves, I don't know, but you know, they're a top four team in the country, and That's cutting it pretty close. You know as well as I do. Georgia, they beat Mississippi State. I think we expected that. South Carolina, Alabama. I was watching that, bro, and I thought Alabama was going to lose again, but they did.
Me too.
Didn't. But they didn't. They did come through. And then, you know, at the end of the game, South Carolina, you know, they went for it. So you kind of got to give them credit and you got to give them kudos. But you know what? I don't know, maybe just try to somehow figure out a way to not have to make the touchdown and the 2-point conversion at the end of a game, right? Like that's killer. It happens though. Tennessee, they hang on to beat Florida. That was an interesting game because, you know, Tennessee didn't look very good. I'll be honest. Ole Miss, LSU, right. Baby, maybe that was the game of the day. I don't know. LSU pulls that off, beating Ole Miss. And I know you were high on Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, but all of a sudden they got a couple of L's. I don't know how they're going to look in to make that playoff, right? Clemson, they manhandled Wake Forest. Notre Dame does the same thing to Stanford. Iowa State, West Virginia was a pretty good football game, but Iowa State gets them. Arizona gets crushed by BYU. Lots of mistakes for Arizona in that game from what I saw. Boise State, Ginty continues to impress. The guy's unbelievable. He's the best running back, but I don't know if a lot of people know this. We've got the number two running back right here at Arizona State with Cam Scataboo. That dude is he's ridiculous. And I said to you the other day on the phone when you and I were talking after the game, I was like, how in the hell is this dude not in the Heisman, at least like getting some looks for the Heisman? Like it's bizarre, right, it's crazy, right. And obviously you say, well, nobody knows him because he plays at A-State, but maybe they should know him because that dude has everything you need and more in a running back. He's awesome, for real. The guy's awesome. K-State beats Colorado, Missouri beats Massachusetts, so good thing for them. If they would have lost that one, that would have been brutal. Cal loses to Pittsburgh. Illinois, it beats Purdue in a really, really exciting game there, 50-49. So the state of college football, my friend, lots of upsets, lots of parity. I think it's everything that everybody wanted coming into the new system that they have with the 12-team playoff.
Oh, exactly. you know, as much as Rear Alignment has upset people or excited people, we got the excitement yesterday, and anybody that follows college football, you know, like I do, was looking forward to October 12th. I'm sure some people kind of had it, quote unquote, circled on their calendar. They were going to miss people's weddings. They would miss funerals. I mean, this was the day that college football was going to have some great matchups, and it did disappoint. And let me add something about that Arizona State Utah game on Friday night. The crowd was there. I mean, it wasn't a sell. It was close to a sellout, but you know, the crowd was into it. The Utah fans. I mean, you know, Andy, there's a lot of Utah fans that live down here in the desert.
Absolutely.
Ute fans showed up. They were ready to go. Arizona State fans showed up, ready to go. The student section at ASU, Andy, was on fire. the whole game. I mean, there was a couple thousand kids in that student section rooting their Sun Devils on. And then, you know, the game was great. I thought it was a really fun game. I thought it was a great game. And you mentioned Cam Scataboo. Here's a kid that transferred in from, I believe it was Sacramento State. This is the type of guy you want on your team. This is the type of guy you want to coach. He does anything and everything that this coaching staff asks of him. And head coach Kenny Dillingham in the post-game press conference the other night, you know, said, you know, every week I challenge him. And this week and the previous week was, hey, we need you on kickoff, you know, or kickoff return. And here's why. And he'll challenge him like, oh, I'm not sure if you can do that. And Cam kind of looks him, you know, Dillingham has said, Cam will look him in the face like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll bring that. Yeah, okay, you're going to try and challenge me? Here we go. And he should be starting to get a few looks. I agree, Andy, with Heisman talk. Not that he wins it, but just to kind of be in the conversation a little bit because of what he does. And I've described him as the straw that stirs the drink for the Sun Devils. The 50-yard run at the end of the game to kind of seal the game, so to speak, was unbelievable. He's not the biggest guy, but he's built like a tank, and he is low center of gravity, keeps his balance, and he runs 50 yards for the score. The crowd was just losing it, and then they go on to win the game, and everybody's on the field. And Andy, if you know, I told you, go to our Facebook page, go to the Dorf on Sports Facebook page. You'll see the video I put up of the mayhem on the field. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of got lost in that stuff before I headed to the post-game press conference. And kind of my son, kind of the same thing, you know, him being a photographer out there. It was crazy. And you know what? ASU deserves all the kind of positive talk they're getting. They're 5-1. They're going to Cincinnati this upcoming week. That's a winnable game. They could be 6-1 after this week. So there's a lot of positive things happening in Tempe, and it revolves around having Cam Scataboo on your team. And it's certainly, I mean, I can go on and on and on about what I think about Kenny Dillingham and the reclamation job that he is in the middle of doing in Tempe, because Herm Edwards and Pierce just drug that program through the mud. That was just a crap show all the way around. And Kenny Dillingham, people, is resurrecting the Sun Devil program. Now, talking about the other games yesterday, the Oregon-Ohio State game lived up to its billing. You know, a lot of times you don't hear, you know, you hear, oh, this is a huge game, two great teams, blah, 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 and one team gets blown out, right, and doesn't exactly live up to the billing. I thought this game lived up to the billing. At the end of the game, they got 10 seconds to go. Coach Lanning for Oregon puts an extra defender in, gets the penalty called on him, but you had 4 seconds roll off the clock. So, you know, he pretty much said, okay, I'll give you the 5 extra yards, but I'll take the 4 extra seconds off the clock. And so that created the whole situation at the end where Will Howard for Ohio State, he pulled his best Dak Prescott and went sliding down and ran out of time. And then all those Duck fans and Lanning after the game, I'm sure you saw clips of this or saw it, Andy. Lanning was fired up after that game. I was like, man, he needs to take kind of an edible or something to chill out. But holy smokes, he was fired up. I was impressed with Gabriel, you know, the Duck quarterback yesterday. He made some throws that I'm just like, he's just dropping footballs into a bucket. Like, he was throwing some dimes yesterday against a very good Ohio State DBs. And, you know, they played some defense. Ohio State tried as they might. But Oregon, you know, I've said this 1,000 times over, Oregon is a very, very tough team to play at Autzen Stadium. And if you haven't been to Autzen or you haven't experienced that, you got to go and you got to experience it, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. They just play different. They feed off of that crowd, and they fed off of that crowd yesterday to get that W. And, you know, the Ole Miss losing to LSU. Yeah, I mean, college football right now, Andy, it's appointment television. It just is. And this is what I think people had in mind when, you know, all this realignment happened. And, you know, Texas, yeah, they're the number one team in the country. They just are. They put Oklahoma down like a bad habit yesterday. I know people thought it would be a close game, but I was like, Texas is going to blow them out. And it does not matter who they have at quarterback between Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning. Both those guys are equally capable of leading Texas to a national championship. I wasn't surprised, Andy, by the BYU-Arizona game. BYU is a tough, tough team. They're physical. They put the hits on you. They make the plays. And head coach Satake there, it has them playing at a high level. They're 14, number 14 right now. They can get into the playoff. If they win out, they're going to make it in that playoff. And I don't think right now I would want to play BYU at all. And BYU comes down to ASU in about a month. So that if both teams kind of continue on the trajectory that they are on, that's gonna be a rough and tumble game when the Cougars come down to play the Devils. But college football yesterday was great. I had my drinks, had my popcorn, just sitting there switching between games, and it was just a lot of fun. And that's what all the fans ask, is just to have some good, fun, tough games to put eyeballs on.
Look, man, at the end of the day, I think what we're going to get when it comes to the playoff is we're going to get the usual suspects that we always get, right?
Right.
But we're going to get a new crop of these teams that we haven't really seen that much get an opportunity to beat the big dogs. Like that. So to me, that's what's most intriguing about this new playoff system that they have, is the fact that, you know, Alabama loses to Vanderbilt, right? Like, we could have a monumental upset come playoff time with the way that things are stacking up this season. So to me, that's what's really intriguing about this new playoff system. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We're going to wrap up the hour. That means hour number two is on the horizon. It's all about the NFL, as we know. Couple of great guests in hour number two that we'll start plugging on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and not much of a football game going on with Chicago and Jacksonville. I'll tell you what, Mike, I got a real, real thought that I'm going to put out there on social media because, you know what? That's how you do things these days, right? I think Trevor Lawrence is done, bro. I think this guy is a joke. I think he's a bust. I think that ultimately he is not a very good NFL quarterback, and he makes all kinds of mistakes. And I understand they're a little banged up and everything like that. But truth be told, this guy has been an absolute disappointment. And he's not going to live up to the hype that once was about him. I think this guy's basically done, bro. I think it's time for them to look for a new quarterback. I don't know if the Doug Peterson magic has worn out or what's going on, but at the end of the day, the Jacksonville Jaguars stink, my friend. They are a bad football team.
They do stink, and the one thing that's going to make it a little tough to get rid of them is the contract. He got his bag. I forget if it was like $250 million, $275 million. I mean, it was just insane money. But that'll make it a little tougher to get rid of him, but I'm absolutely on board with what you're saying. And then I'm going to add one more thing from college football. Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back, man. 31 carries, 217 yards, two touchdowns. That guy to me right now, he's the Heisman guy. The Heisman winner right there.
You know what? And to your point on that, it's about time we get a running back in that race, man. Come on
right
now. Like, come on, dude. It's been given to quarterbacks over and over and over, right? It's about time
right
we think about the other running backs that are out there that are making a huge, huge name for themselves. We got to take a break. I know. Hour one's in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. All about the NFL. A couple of great guests that we'll tell you on the intro on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The New York Mets will play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the League Championship Series. The Dodgers won Game 5 over the Padres 2-0. One New York team has their series set now. However, the other New York team awaits who they will face off in their league championship series. The New York Yankees will either play the Cleveland Guardians or the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers and the Guardians going into Game 5 at Progressive Field. Game 1 of the WNBA took place and resulted in an overtime win as the Minnesota Lynx took the first dub over the New York Liberty 95-93. Game 2 is set coming up on Sunday in New York. Speaking of Sunday, NFL in London kicks us off again for Week 6 as the Jaguars take on the Bears. Other Sunday NFL games include the Bucks going against the Saints, the Washington Commanders play the Baltimore Ravens, the Cardinals will face off against Green Bay, the Tennessee Titans will play the Colts, the Texans have a big noon game against the Patriots, the Browns and the Eagles will face off, the Chargers play the Broncos, and the Steelers go against the Raiders. The Falcons will look to get a win over the Panthers, the Dallas Cowboys face off against the Detroit Lions, and ending Sunday Night Football, the Bengals go against the Giants. For Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Jets are set to face off. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in, with cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon and earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's week 6 in the NFL. Our first loss of the season came last week, and ironically, the Jets' loss cost their head coach's job. I said last week I don't like London games, and listening back to my analysis, I made a much more compelling argument for the Vikings than I did the Jets. With these London games and the league schedule now into the bye weeks, finding a play of the day becomes that much harder. We're 5-2 in college and 4-1 with our NFL play of the days. And if you haven't figured it out yet, I'm a dog or pass player. Rarely will I play a team with a line of 7.5 or more. And I look for games where I think the underdogs can win outright. This week, I liked the Bucks until they flipped to a favorite because of the Saints quarterback situation. I also looked hard at the Cowboys. It seems like that Week 2 44-19 trampling they took at home at the hands of the Saints still casts a doubt on this team. That doesn't bother me, but if you're at home and you have the league's worst rush defense, I'm going to say thanks but no thanks to the 3 points. Instead, let's go to M&T Bank Stadium where the Ravens host the Commanders. I said in Week 1 here on these airwaves that despite his Super Bowl debacle, Dan Quinn was the biggest coaching steal done by anyone in the offseason. He has guided last year's Heisman winner Jaden Daniels nicely, and I don't care if they have had an easy schedule or not to date. They're playing the cards dealt to them. They go head-to-head with Baltimore statistically on offense, and the surprise stat is they have the better defense of the two. Grab the big numbers with Washington while you can, because the secret will finally be out after this game. Commanders plus 7. Sports in 60 times 2. Presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hello.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and hour two, baby. It's all about the NFL, and there's a game going on right now on the other side of the pond. You got the Chicago Bears taking care of business against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the score is 35-16. Jacksonville just scored a touchdown. Looks like they're going for two. They're going to be chasing points left and right the rest of the way this game goes. Probably going to lose, but hey, that's what it is. It is what it is. But what a great day for NFL football. Week six is here. We've got a couple of great guests, by the way, today, Mike. I know I told you about one, told you about a late entry just a little bit ago. We've got Steve Sparky Pfeiffer joining us. He's coming on from WSSP 1250 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Then we have Richard Sines joining us from Phoenix, Arizona to talk about Cardinals and Packers. So we're going to get a lot of Cardinals and Packers talk today, but we're also going to get a lot of NFL talk. And what's on my mind right now is Trevor Lawrence and how bad he looks thus far in this game, and quite frankly, how bad he's looked all season long. I don't know if this guy's got a place in the NFL anymore, man. I know he does because he's getting paid a ton of money, but ultimately, the play on the field looks pretty lousy. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back on the other side. Like I said, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 1250 The Fan. We're going to talk Cardinals and Packers. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American eggs, cheese, sauce, bacon. And the third bite, oh, you get, I mean, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and you can join us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I believe we're tracking down Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can hear him Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. in Milwaukee on 1250 The Fan. He also hosts the Green Bay Packer football post-game show, so also on 1250. So hopefully we will track down Steve in just a moment, and we will talk to him about Green Bay Packers, Arizona Cardinals. And you know what? I want to talk to him about Trevor Lawrence, too, because I think this is going to be a very, very big topic throughout the week.
Yep.
About the lack of his performance, Mike.
Oh, absolutely it's going to be, because you pay a guy what they're paying him, you expect results. They're not getting results. There's no bang for the buck down there in Jacksonville right now with Trevor Lawrence. And I'm telling you, when he came out, even in his college years, he was hyped up to be the next thing, right? I mean, you remember. People were high. He was a guaranteed can't miss prospect when he was at Clemson. Guaranteed, yep. Can't miss prospect coming out, and some people hailed him as he was so can't miss. He was like Andrew Luck, you know, when he came out of Stanford, and he hasn't done it at all. Not even close to Andrew Luck. I mean, it's not even the same ballpark. And you wonder what's going on, man. You just wonder what's going on in that guy's head.
I agree. All right, let's hook up with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can hear him again Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on 1250 The Fan. Also host the Green Bay Packer football postgame show, which I'm sure will be a big one today because they got the Cardinals coming to town. Steve, good morning, my friend. How are you? Have we got Sparky? Is he there? Sparky, are you ready? We'll get him in just a moment. Somehow, some way, the phone lines for some reason.
Hello.
Jacked up. So there he is, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, man. I was saying hello before, but you obviously didn't hear me, so that's okay.
You know what? I have a feeling you were put on mute, but things like that happen, as you know, as it goes in sports radio and radio in general. Look, man, let's get right into this. I got to ask you this question before we talk about Cardinals and Packers today. Trevor Lawrence, man, what the hell is going on with this guy? Because quite frankly, he is not living up anywhere near the hype that was put out about him as he was coming into this league. And you know, a couple of years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars had a little success, and all of a sudden they became everybody's hot pick to start becoming a quality football team. Well, they're right back to being a lousy football team, and I got to put a lot of the blame on Trevor Lawrence. Where are you on Trevor Lawrence, Steve?
I wasn't where the Jacksonville Jaguars are when they paid him this offseason. I'll tell you that much. And when they paid him, you know, Jordan Love and Dak Prescott and all these other guys that were trying to get new deals smiled from ear to ear and said, if you're paying him that, we are going to get paid even more than we originally thought coming into this offseason. So quarterbacks around the league rejoiced when they paid Trevor Lawrence what they did. If it was me, just like I would do for any quarterback in this league, get me a coach off of Sean McVay tree and let that offensive coach come in and fix Trevor Lawrence and that offense. That's how you fix offenses nowadays. Don't screw around with anybody else moving forward, I think, if I'm Jacksonville. And go get that dude a number one wide receiver. I mean, Houston went and got Stephon Diggs for their quarterback, Stroud. Go, and then you got the Bears. They went out and got Keenan Allen to go with DJ Moore. They got weapons for Caleb Williams. Go get him a true number one wide receiver. Figure out how to get that done and invest on that offense, because right now, it's not like he has a lot of great wide receivers or options to play with on offense.
Interesting point. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, now, Steve, great to meet you. Mike Wilson here. And, you know, let me ask you this, and this is not a Packer question. It's actually a Chicago Bear question, so bear with me. Caleb Williams, your thoughts so far on Caleb Williams, his rookie year, and what he's doing in Chicago? He's looked pretty good today, but overall, what do you think?
Yeah, that interception he threw, you could have called fair catch for on a punt. he threw that ball. I had way too much air under that one ball. But again, if you look at some of what they've done today, a lot of that is good play design, right? I mean, that one where they had, you know, the motion out of the backfield, fake handoff here, fake handoff there, Cole Kmet wide open over the middle. That was just really good play design, and he executed it. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, you know, and obviously as a Packer fan, I don't want that. But I think they finally have a good quarterback to build with kind of going forward. Now, whether or not Shane Waldron is the offensive coordinator to get him to that next level or not, I guess we'll find out. But I know one thing, he looks a heck of a lot better than what Chicago's had for the last couple of years when they had Justin Fields. Now, again, he's got more talent around him than maybe Justin Fields ever had, and a much better offensive coordinator, it appears, too, at this point. But, yeah, I think they're in good position with Caleb Williams. And if you look at the schedule for the Chicago Bears, they got a bunch of cupcakes here for the next few weeks. And then it gets really tough second half of the schedule. And the schedule makers are the Bears' favorite, because you allow Caleb Williams to build some confidence, allow the offense to build some confidence. So when you get into having to play division games, when this division appears tougher than we thought because Minnesota's better, and some of these other tough teams in the second half of the Bears schedule, then you'll have a better idea probably of, okay, how far along really is he? What are the growing pains going to look like in the second half of the year when they go through this tough part of the schedule? You'll have a better idea. But again, I think if you're a Bears fan, you're ecstatic with what you've seen so far.
That's the voice of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. You can hear him in Wisconsin. You can hear him all over the place, to be honest with you, on the Odyssey app. But 12:50, the Fan in Milwaukee, 2 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Wisconsin Sports Daily. He's your host. And I want to keep it in the division. Why not? Honestly, man, like, is this the best quarterback division in the league right now? Or will it grow into the best quarterbacks in the league with those four quarterbacks?
Sorry, you're going to have to slow your roll on Sam Darnold for a second.
Okay.
Like all year. Let's see if this looks like this all year long. Is he the next Geno Smith? Maybe. But let's just see what it looks like all year first before we start talking about how great Sam Darnold is. The Jared Goff thing, I said last year if Ben Johnson leaves as offensive coordinator, then the old Jared Goff will return. And surprisingly, he didn't leave and he stayed. So I kind of want to see what this looks like once Ben Johnson exits stage left to take a head coaching job, which certainly he's going to have more opportunities to do. then let's see what happens. That's my thing about the Packers and the Vikings with O'Connell, if, you know, Darnold is fixed, if this is actually going to happen, is when your head coach is the play caller, you don't have to worry about them leaving and then bringing another offensive coordinator in. That's hurt Josh Allen over the past, you know, having Dable leave a little bit. And now he's got no wide receivers, and he's still figuring out a way to make it work. But when you change different play callers, you change different schemes, it's hard to get that confidence, that rhythm, and so forth built up. That's why I think the Packers and the Vikings are in really good shape, where both those head coaches are going to be there probably as long as they want to be. And if you find that quarterback to build with, like the Packers believe they have in Jordan Love, you don't have to worry about the quarterback regressing if the coordinator leaves. That would be the one scary thing we were talking about the Bears that I'd be worried about is, you know, the better this Bears offense looks and the better Caleb Williams looks, probably the better chance you have of losing Shane Waldron in the offseason and then having to find somebody else to come in and coach Caleb Williams in year two. Very difficult for a quarterback to overcome changing coordinators every year.
That's a good point. I mean, look, that's what was going on in Chicago for a long time, and they had Justin Fields and it didn't work out with him, but now they got Caleb Williams, and you alluded to it earlier, they went out and got this guy some weapons so that when he comes into the league, he doesn't look like a deer in headlights like most of these other guys do coming right out of the gate as a rookie, being a quarterback in this league. We all know how difficult that is. So ultimately, you have to give guys pieces around you to make them effective and give them a shot to be any good in this league, and I think we figured out the problem with what's going on in Jacksonville, like you alluded to. They don't have the best quality wide receivers there, so a lot of this gets put on Trevor Lawrence, and we're seeing that Trevor Lawrence, when he doesn't have a true number one wide receiver, well, he can look a little bit lost on a football field at times. So pretty interesting stuff. We got to take a break. Let's continue this conversation on the other side, Steven. I also want to talk, obviously, Cardinals and Packers, because that's happening later on today. But we're going to continue the conversation with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Wisconsin Sports Daily, heard Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on 1250 The Fan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll be right back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday. You can hear him from 2 to 5 p.m. on 1250 a.m. The Fan. He also hosts the Green Bay Packer football postgame show, which obviously is heavy on his mind today as our Arizona Cardinals. Well, I call them our Arizona Cardinals because I do live in the Valley of the Sun, but as we know, the show is national. We don't necessarily just cover the local stuff. We cover everything here on the program, and Steve covers, obviously, all those Wisconsin sports, does a great job, and you can catch him on 1250 AM, The Fan, and we've only got him for another 5 minutes because he's got to run, he's got to get prepared, so no better time than the present to ask you your keys for the game today for the Green Bay Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. How do the Packers get this thing done? And unfortunately, I got to ask you, how do you think the Arizona Cardinals can get this thing done today, Steve?
I think for the Packers, it's simply about defense, right? You have to be able to make sure Kyler Murray doesn't run all over the field on you and create chaos for your defense. This is a brand new defense under Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator this year. He was the head coach at Boston College previously, and so far so good, I guess, for this Packers defense. Still not where it wants to be. In the first couple of weeks of the season, they played Jalen Hurts, they played Anthony Richardson. They didn't really blitz much. They rushed four, maybe five, and that was it. And they just wanted to contain those two guys from running all over the field, which then allowed them to have all the time in the world to throw the football. In Richardson's case, as we all know, he likes to throw to the other team a lot, so it worked out fine. In the case of Philadelphia, they ended up losing the game and losing Jordan Love as well to an injury. But now this time against Kyler Murray, I think it's been probably more of the same. They probably won't blitz necessarily a ton and see if Kyler Murray can march up and down the field on them, you know, picking them apart and throwing the football. The other part of this, too, I think, for this Packers team going in is Jordan Love hasn't really been on like he was in the second half of last year to this point. He's throwing behind receivers, throwing at receivers' feet. Not making a ton of on-time throws. So you're hoping after missing, you know, weeks two and week three of the sprained MCL that he's getting closer to being back to his normal self here with that knee. So hopefully we see that. The distraction that was Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs, who was suspended for last week's game. He was a no-show at practice multiple times the week prior, was back at practice this week. Christian Watson is expected back, I believe, as well. He was practiced all week. The big play downfield threat, so that would be good. They will be without Luke Musgrave, one of their two tight ends, him and Tucker Kraft. I don't think that's end-of-the-world stuff for the Packers. I think they'll be fine. Tucker Kraft's really good. So I think they can overcome that. But I think the main thing here is don't let Kyler Murray run all over the field and create chaos for yourself.
Yeah, as I alluded to you the other day on your program, he runs for a clip of a little bit over 10 yards a carry when you give him that opportunity, and that's heads and tails above the rest of the league as far as quarterbacks go with their scrambling capabilities. Kyler's a handful if you let him get outside of the pocket. I'm going to tell you, and I said it on your show, I'm going to say it here again today. I think this is a better football game than people think. The Cardinals have absolutely nothing to lose when you really think about it. Expectations weren't extremely high for them coming into the season. As you know and I know and everybody else knows, expectations for those Green Bay Packers extremely high. So you know as well as I do, pressure bust pipes. And at the end of the day, I think the Cardinals are a football team that is an opportunistic football team. And last week, the way that their defense started getting after it with the San Francisco 49ers, man, I'm telling you that they have an ability to stick around in games, and they just don't quit. So just watch. It's 60 minutes, and the Cardinals are going to play 60 minutes. I'm not telling you they're going to walk out of there with a win, Steve. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, they play hard, and for the lack of talent that they have, they're going to give the Green Bay Packers, I think, a better game than most people expect.
I don't know what's being said nationally, obviously, and I don't know what's being said in Arizona, but I haven't felt a sense of, you know, huge levels of confidence in this game from Packer fans. Like, I haven't seen anybody really predicting the Packers to roll all over the Cardinals and this isn't going to be close, because I don't think Packer fans' confidence level is all that super high on this Packers team right now after what they've seen so far this season. If this was the second half of last year, Packer fans probably would be cocky going into this game. I would agree. But this does not look like last year's offense in the second half. So we're not there yet. So we'll see what that looks like today. And then defensively, like I said, I mean, Rashawn Gary is making a lot of money. He's got one sack. Kenny Clark is making a lot of money on that defensive line for the Packers. He hasn't done much. You know, a couple plays last week, one of which he was never touched by an offensive lineman. So does he get credit for that? I'm not really quite sure. But both of those guys have to do better. They're just not getting enough of a pass rush. The best pass rusher they had was Devontae Wyatt, second, third-year defensive lineman from Georgia, but he got hurt a couple of weeks ago. He's not playing today either. So that hurts him too. They have to be able to create some type of rush on that front four to get after Kyler Murray to make this defense go. And if that doesn't happen, it's going to be a problem. Now, the one thing that has been highlighted for this Packers team is Xavier McKinney, the safety they signed in free agency from the New York Giants. He's got 5 interceptions in 5 games, one each game. This year. So he's been a ball hawk. So, you know, maybe he gets another one, another interception off of Kyler Murray, which would be great. But Jerry Alexander has been hobbled and hasn't played the last couple of weeks, and they've been trying to get by with what they have. Eric Stokes has been out a couple of years in and out with injuries. He hasn't looked all that great this year now that he's healthy again. So there's a lot of question marks on that defense that, you know, who knows, could lead this to be, you know, the Cardinals throwing up, you know, 24, 27 points in this game and it being a shootout.
I kind of have that feeling. It will be a shootout. And again, that's the voice of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can hear it every Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on 1250 a.m. The Fan in Milwaukee. And you can check him out anywhere, I believe, at 1250thefan.com. So, look, man. Mike, anything else to throw at Steve before we let him run? But go right ahead if you got one more to throw at him.
No, just I appreciate having you on the show. It's great to have other perspectives and from different parts of the country, man. He's good.
And I got one other thing to add, just from a weather standpoint. They're expecting rain in low 50s today at Lambeau. So that may mean some slippery field conditions, possibly, depending on how much rain we have up in Green Bay. I know here locally yesterday we had hail and huge thunderstorms. So I'm not sure what kind of rain they're supposed to get up in Green Bay, but there is rain showers in the forecast, so that could make things a little bit more spicy than normal.
Yeah, no, I did hear that as well the other day. They are predicting rain and, like you said, a little bit cooler. It's still 100 degrees here in the Valley of the Sun, so that's going to be a shock to the guy's system for sure. But look, man, appreciate you very much for coming on with us today. And I think we got to make this somewhat of a normal situation where I'm coming on your show, you're coming on my show, because quite frankly, it's so crazy how Arizona and Wisconsin always seem to kind of intertwine in the sports world and in a really weird way for a lot of the similar reasons, man. Because when I think about the fans here and all of the disgust and the anger that they have toward the teams because there's so much hope and promise, I think it's pretty similar there in Wisconsin with the Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers. You guys have great teams, but when the postseason comes, where do they go? They sometimes fall apart. And I think that ultimately that's the comparison that I make between Arizona and Wisconsin sports. They're very similar because they both fail a lot of times. At the end of the day, they wind up losing. It's heart-wrecking, man.
That's easy to explain. Half the population moves to Arizona when they're old. So they bring all that stuff right down there to the state of Arizona. You can be mad at the state of Wisconsin for that one. That's all our fault.
Hey, man, that goes for Chicago. That goes for just about any cold weather state coming here, man. You can make that argument all across the board, bro. Hey, appreciate you so much, man. And let's keep in touch and let's keep interchanging between programs, okay?
Sounds good, man. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, man. You guys can check him out in Wisconsin. You can check him out anywhere, by the way. 1250amthefan.com. He's the host of Wisconsin Sports Daily, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., right there on 1250 AM The Fan. All right, Mike, we've only got a minute or so left, and on the other side, we got another great guest, bro. We got our buddy Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Arizona. So we're going to get a little bit more Cardinal Packer talk, but we're going to force him into doing what we always do, which is breaking down all the games, man. That's when you come on the program, like you might get put in that position. And Richard doesn't know this, but that's what's going to happen to him, Mike. Okay, so get ready for it, bro. Get ready.
It's all good. And remember, it's Richard. If it's free, it's for me signed. So let's do this, man. Let's go.
Yeah. No, he's the best, bro. You know, and I know he's the best when it comes to finding those freebies, man. He knows every single one of them. He knows every trick in the book. Go ahead.
Yeah, he knows, and we appreciate it.
Look, man, he's taught us a couple of things throughout the years, right? So at the end of the day, you learn things from people throughout the business. But, no, good stuff from Sparky there, from Milwaukee, and talking, obviously, pretty highly about the Green Bay Packers, which rightfully so, man. I think that the sky is the limit for that team. And I do think that as Jordan starts to get his legs under him, if you will, I do think he will get better throughout the season. I hear the music. We got to take a break. Like I said, on the other side, we'll hook up with our good buddy Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And you could be part of the program too, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I think we've got the real Richard Sines with us from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix, Arizona, but I'll wait for confirmation from Robert on the other side to let me know that we definitely have him. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit of Cardinals, Packers, but I also want to talk NFL in general. And Richard, as part of the program in this segment, we go through the games. So you're going to be doing picks with us as well in this segment, Richard Sines. Good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm great, guys, but yeah, I just want to clarify one thing. There's a Richard Sines that does Spanish play-by-play for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he was here before me, so I tell him he's the real Richard Sines. I just play one on TV.
Dude, that's what I love about you, man, is you know what? You're ready for just about anything, and I have absolutely no freaking clue what's going to come out of your mouth, my friend. So,
half the time.
So with that being said, man, I'm just going to ask you right away, okay? What do you think of Trevor Lawrence? And is this guy done in the NFL? And I know he's not done because he's making way too much money, but I think you get my point. Like, he's not any good. And Doug Peterson used to be a quarterback whisperer. What I watched this morning was absolutely atrocious. Caleb Williams outplayed him so badly. I honestly thought that Trevor Lawrence was completely lost on the football field today. So where are you on Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah, you know, there are definitely two quarterbacks that are trending in different directions, right? Where it seems like Trevor Lawrence has digressed from when he first came into the league, and I think he might be done in Jacksonville or done with that coaching staff, but there's definitely something that's not clicking there, where when you look at Chicago's side, it's starting to click. And Caleb Williams is finally just giving really some time to throw. I think that's been a big difference for him in Chicago.
Richard, Mike Wilson here. Nice to talk to you again, brother.
Mike, good to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, hey, just, let's just kind of get right into the Cardinals. What are the keys for the Cardinals to kind of pull off the upset today up there in Lambeau?
I think, you know, it's kind of what they did in San Francisco. And that's kind of imposed their will with the running game and create havoc with their defense. The defense has done a really good job the last couple weeks, and they've helped out Kyler Murray where he doesn't have to do everything, and they've let James Conner eat. I mean, this guy, he's the bell cow. You know, James Conner left, James Conner right, and when they get him running downhill and they can start to wear you down and then give Kyler Murray some options of third and short run-pass options, that's when they really become a dangerous team. And you got to give credit to Jonathan Gannon to making second-half adjustments the last couple weeks where they shut out San Francisco in the second half last week.
I agree, man. It was an impressive performance, Richard. I give the Cardinals a lot of credit for playing 60 minutes of football. And that's – look, I did some radio this week in Milwaukee, and I kept telling all those guys, like, listen, bro, the Cardinals come into this game as the underdog, but I'm going to tell you what, they play 60 minutes of football and they don't care if they're losing. They don't lose their will to want to go out there and perform. It may not happen, and sometimes it looks ugly at times, like we all know that, but truth be told, I give the guys a lot of credit because they don't quit. They keep playing. And here's what I want to say, man. I've always been a little tough on Kyler because I always thought, like, he wasn't that big of a student of the game. But ever since the year that he got to sit out, Richard, I'll tell you what, I've seen a completely different Kyler Murray, and I really like the maturity that I've seen from him. He has really grown. And to me, that ultimately, that has a lot to do with him, but that also has a lot to do with this coaching staff. They're getting through to him. And here's the thing I think the Green Bay Packers need to be looking out for. You know, and I know, and everybody else knows, well, not everybody, but Kyler Murray runs for a clip of 10.7 yards a carry. You do not want to let this guy get out of the pocket. If he gets out of the pocket, he can create havoc for the Green Bay Packers big time. So if I'm the Packers, I'm trying to figure out, how do I keep Kyler in the pocket, let the other guys do the work, like you were talking about, a James Conner, you can stack up against him in the run, and then you got to shut, like, Marvin Harrison hasn't really broken out. Sooner or later, he's going to break out. But ultimately, man, I am so impressed with Kyler Murray and the maturity that I've seen with him over the past year and a half now.
Yeah, no, Jonathan Gannon does deserve a lot of credit, and the coach, you said, Monty Austin for too with the draft picks. The culture is changing. If it hasn't changed already there with the Arizona Cardinals. You can tell, you know, people being held more accountable. You know, guys are getting to the facility early, and Kyler has bought in to what Jonathan Gannon is preaching, and the injury did humble him to a certain degree and add to the hunger, because the guy's always had the talent, he's always had the will to win, and when you combine those two, a guy that hates losing more than he likes winning, you know, he's going to eventually figure it out. And he was a winner in high school, he was a winner in college, and he wants to be a winner in the NFL. He's doing all the right things. Even before the season started, he took all the guys, all the skill position guys to California. He fit the bill, and he, you know, they worked out on their own, and they did a lot of things that now is starting to show up chemistry wise, and that's why it's a little puzzling that Marvin Harrison has not gone off. But even that he hasn't, I'm not worried about it, because he's such a pro. You know, his dad was a Hall of Famer with the Colts, so he's very mature for a rookie, and I think he's eventually going to get it. So who knows? It could be this game, right? And one thing that the Cardinals have been doing, and they've been very good at all year, is getting off the fast starts and scoring on the opening drive. And when you're in hostile territory, when you're on the road, that's something that you want to do. And they did it in Buffalo, so they could probably do it in Green Bay. They did it in San Francisco last week, and it was Kyler Murray running 50 yards for the touchdown. And when he runs for over 50 yards a game, the numbers don't lie. The Cardinals win more often than they don't.
I agree, man. I'm impressed with Kyler. Okay, that's the voice of Richard Sines, Fox 10 Sports, right here locally in Phoenix. All right, man, we're going to run through the games. We got to do it. This is what we do in this segment. Cardinals-Packers. I'm going to take the Packers at home, but I do think it's closer than the experts think. Richard, who you got?
Now, are we doing with the spread or just regular?
Just regular. Just pick winners. Okay. It's tough enough as it is.
Just because you took the Packers, I'll take the Cardinals. But for sure the Packers don't cover.
All right. No, I'm right there with you. Mike, who you got?
I think it's close, but I think the Packers win this by about a touchdown.
Colts and Titans going at it. Is Anthony Richardson playing this week? I'm not exactly sure what the heck's going on. And did they call Mike Wilson out of frickin' retirement to go play for Joe Flacco? Like, what the hell's going on with the Colts, man? But anyways, I'm going to take the Titans at home just on a whim, because I don't think Jonathan Taylor's going to be able to go today. I think that will be a little bit of a problem. I don't think Tennessee's any good, but I'm not so sure about the Colts this year either. Mike, let's go with you first.
No, I'm right with you. I'm going to take the home team, win the Titans.
Richard?
Yeah, I'm going to go home team Titans too.
Texans, Patriots. I got to think the Texans feast on this one. I'm taking the Texans. Richard?
Texans easy.
Mike?
Oh, yeah, it's a blowout. Texans take it.
Buccaneers and Saints. Look, hey, a local kid getting a shot there today, Richard. You know Spencer Ratliff. We all know this kid, man. That, like, he's going to get a shot, but he's getting a shot against Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay. Like, oh, my gosh. I think I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here, Richard. How about you?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Spencer to have a good game. I hope he does, but, yeah, I think I take Tampa, even though, you know, I'm kind of rooting for Spencer Rattler for sure.
Yeah, Mike, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take the Saints in the Dome.
Wow. Browns and Eagles. Eagles coming off their bye week. The Browns have been anything but any good this year, and I think there's just so much going on there off the field that there's just – There's no way it's going to look any good. I got the Eagles winning this one. Richard?
Yeah, I got the this is the Eagles get-right game. Like you said, they're coming off a bye. Cleveland's a mess. Now that the Eagles win, they win by at least two touchdowns. They're going to cover the 8.5.
Mike, who you got?
Check Richard out. He's like doing spreads and stuff. That's funny. I got the Eagles as well.
All right, man. Commanders and Ravens, man. This one's awesome. Like, let's just throw it out there. Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. Like, maybe Jaden Daniels is a young Lamar Jackson to a certain degree, but he throws the ball better than Lamar Jackson. But with that being said, they're playing against the Baltimore Ravens there in Maryland. Like, dude, I don't know. I got to go with Lamar to kind of impose his will and show the young kid, like, look, man, I'm the guy you want to be, and you're not there yet, so I'm taking the Ravens. Richard?
You know, this is a game that I think should have been flexed to, like, Sunday night, because this is a really great matchup. And you know, that's the guy that, you know, a lot of people have compared Jaden Daniels to, right, is Lamar Jackson. And, and you know, we saw him play here at ASU, and he kind of had that Trevor Lawrence where he went off great, and then he kind of digressed, and then he just changed the scenery and got away from certain things that were not – right for him, went to LSU, look what happens. And the word is he's showing up to the facility at 4 a.m., beating the veterans there. But the funny thing is I think the Ravens are going to win not because of either quarterback, but because of Derrick Henry.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree. He's a beast. Absolutely. And the Commanders are a little banged up at the running back spot. It sounds like we got the Ravens. Who do you got, Mike?
Yeah, no, I got the Ravens for that reason and Derrick Henry. Yeah.
Chargers, Broncos. Chargers coming off of their bye week. Broncos playing a little bit better. Bo Nix has looked okay, and they've gotten some W's, but I don't know, man. I think there's something about the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh, him and Justin Herbert kind of making that work. I'm going to take the Chargers on the road. Mike, who you got?
I'm also going to take the Chargers on the road because of the same exact reason. We are simpatico today there, Dorf.
Richard, who you got?
Well, I'm tired of having the same pick to you guys, so I'm going to take Bo Nix in Denver to win money line. They don't even need the 3 points. That's what they're going to win it.
I love it. This
kind of reminds me of a Brock Purdy where people were really talking about him coming out of college. I'm like, this guy's a good quarterback. Just give him a chance. I think the light's starting to turn on for him.
All right, real quickly, let's run through the last few games real fast. Steelers, Raiders. I'm taking the Steelers. Richard?
Steelers.
Mike?
Pittsburgh.
Lie-downs playing the Cowboys. I think this is a redemption game for the Lions. I'm taking the Lions. Richard?
Detroit football.
Mike?
Lions.
Falcons, Panthers, I got the Falcons. Richard?
Atlanta.
Mike?
Oh, Falcons for sure.
Bengals and the Giants. Bengals, I got them all day. Richard?
Get right game for the Bengals.
I agree. Mike?
Yeah, Bengals.
Monday Nighter, Bills and Jets, man. Who you got? I'm going to take the Bills, even though there's a change in the Jet land, man. Who you got, Richard?
Yeah, I got the Bills, too, but I'm really interested to see what happens with the Jets.
Mike, who you got?
Bills Mafia, baby.
All right, Richard, stick with us through the break because what we do is called parting shots at the end, and I want to give you a parting shot. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And before we get to our parting shots, we got to thank everybody for coming on the show today. John Poulter, our professor of sports. We talk Major League Baseball and NHL hockey with him. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer coming on with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WSSP 1250, The Fan, talking obviously Green Bay Packers and Arizona Cardinals. And also Richard Sines, who's with us right now to give us a parting shot from Fox 10 Sports right here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's parting shot time, my friend. You are up, Richard.
What am I supposed to do? You just give my opinion on a particular topic?
Okay, watch this. Check this out. Ready? Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up. Show Richard how this is done.
Lead the way, Mike.
Show the veteran how the rookie does it. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, look, my right. Okay, here's my parting shot. A good friend of mine lost her father last week. Biggest Bears fan around. And so my shout out, my final take just goes out to her, her family. It was an unfortunate situation. It was a sad situation, but he's up there looking down on his Bears plane today and smiling and having a Miller Lite.
Absolutely. Richard, parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Well, now I'm going to have a Miller Lite for breakfast just for you because of your parting shot. I'll tell you that right now. and the Bears did look great. My parting shot is, you know, the Arizona Cardinals have changed the culture. And, hey, football is back here in the Valley, not because only the Arizona Cardinals, but we got to give a tip of the cap to the Arizona State Sun Devils and Kenny Dillingham and what he's done here and changing the culture there. and they get you with a big win over Utah. So my parting shot is to all the football fans in Arizona.
My parting shot is, what a great performance from Richard Sines, Mike Wilson, and everybody else that we had on the program today. Thank you to everybody. I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day watching football.
Guess what? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The New York Mets will play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the League Championship Series. The Dodgers won Game 5 over the Padres 2-0. One New York team has their series set now. However, the other New York team awaits who they will face off in their League Championship Series. The New York Yankees will either play the Cleveland Guardians or the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers and the Guardians going into Game 5 at Progressive Field. Game 1 of the WNBA took place and resulted in an overtime win as the Minnesota Lynx took the first dub over the New York Liberty 95-93. Game 2 is set coming up on Sunday in New York. Speaking of Sunday, NFL in London kicks us off again for Week 6 as the Jaguars take on the Bears. Other Sunday NFL games include the Bucks going against the Saints, the Washington Commanders play the Baltimore Ravens, the Cardinals will face off against Green Bay, the Tennessee Titans will play the Colts, the Texans have a big noon game against the Patriots, the Browns and the Eagles will face off, the Chargers play the Broncos, and the Steelers go against the Raiders. The Falcons will look to get a win over the Panthers, the Dallas Cowboys face off against the Detroit Lions, and ending Sunday Night Football, the Bengals go against the Giants. For Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Jets are set to face off. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the season